Do you have financial pride? I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. We have God to thank for giving us abilities, education, health, and opportunities. Just know that if you have enough money, that worry's not a problem for you. Pride may be hovering nearby, waiting to swallow you whole. Moses warned the Israelites, "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by keeping His commandments and His ordinances and His statutes, which I am commanding you today. Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied, and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God." Throughout Scripture, we're told to remember so we don't grow proud. Cultivating gratitude reminds us that God is good. The more grateful we are for all He's given, the less we desire from the world. Gratitude displaces pride. Instead of patting ourselves on the back for our financial successes, we remember that even our abilities came from the Lord. Moses went on to say, "Otherwise, you may say in your heart, 'My power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth.' But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who is giving you power to make wealth. Remember and thank the Lord. It keeps your heart tender and your eyes focused on Him. In reality, all that you have is temporal anyway. You came in with nothing, and you will depart the same way. We are given a stewardship of our stuff for just a brief time on earth. Gratitude protects you from pride." Now, if you've been helped by Crown or this radio station, can I ask you to support us both? If you already do, thank you for your generosity. You can begin giving today at crown.org. That's crown.org.